we wasn't relying on anybody. We were very confident that we could do it.
It has come about through our accumulation of points and obviously Mansfield getting a victory today. So we're very pleased and delighted for everybody concerned with the football club and obviously for the most important is supporters.
I guess when you came into the club, the board probably had a couple of broadish aims for you to cut the wage bill and change that sort of side around. And you've done a lot of work on that side and also to make sure that Lincoln are a conference club for the next season, 2012-2013. So you must feel like you've achieved your goals.
Yeah, I feel that's, as one of the directors has just texted me just now, mission accomplished, because that was our aim and our objective. Certainly my remit when it came in to make sure they stayed in the league. And it has been a long task because there was many tasks that needed to be changed. And unfortunately, the club found itself in that position. But right now, all I'm focused on is obviously making sure that we keep the club going in the right direction. But secondly, I think everybody concerned with the club, inside the club, there's been a lot of changes. A lot of people have sadly departed the football club. But, you know, those who remain have been very, very driven in keeping the standards high. And all the players that you know have been working them extremely hard, and I'm delighted for the players because they've really put an enormous effort in.
And I remember you talking to us and saying, look, there will be sticky patches, and there was that sort of long run sort of from December through to the defeat at Bath. But to get those positive results and since then has been a really big lift, and great credit to the players.
Yeah, massive, absolutely massive. We've really driven them hard, and you know they had to change their ethics because the standards were very poor, and sadly the club gone into that decline. And but likewise, you know, it's never going to be done overnight. I knew when I looked at the fixture list that there'd be a time where there'd be a tough time, and secondly, I knew there'd be a time that if we remain focused, if we got our standards correct and we play to the right strengths, we'd be certainly safe, and that's been our focus, and that's what's happened. So I'm delighted with that.
And David, it sort of felt in recent weeks with that little run of wins and the, obviously the return to form in this week as well with the 4 points from two games, it's felt a bit like a bottoming out to me for the football club. I know you've not been here for the entirety of the slump, you sort of come in and trying to reverse it, but it sort of felt, and I think the board feel a bit as well, like it's been a bit of a bottoming out.
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, as you say, I wasn't privy to some of the information and some of the things that have gone on, but I know how pleased that bus was last night coming over from Fleetwood, having a fantastic result and a great performance, a solid performance, showed lots of character and endeavour and passion, and they showed the commitment to the football club, and, you know, those fans, they saw that last night, and those people at home would have been buoyed on by that. So with respect, I know how happy the chairman and the board were last night. And believe me, I know that they've worked hard and they've suffered a lot as well. I'm sure the fans have. So for everybody, you know, with what's happened this season, it's a big relief. And to accumulate it today, I'm delighted.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I know you're very pleased for the board as well, because it's been a very difficult time for them for the last sort of 18 months or so.
Yeah, without doubt. And I think, you know, everybody in life makes mistakes, and sometimes these things happen. And you know, but what you do, you have to learn from your mistakes, and ultimately you stick together. And that's where I've always expressed to the players is that we must remain focused. There would have been blips along the way, and there has been. There have been performances that we haven't been proud of. There have been some performances we've been absolutely delighted with. But one thing we have done, we've worked hard and got to make sure that we've got a structure right, and the boys have been prepared correctly, and everything that we've done has been positive, and the positive mindset is what we've been trying to achieve. And that's been the biggest issue for me, is like turning around that legacy, if you like, or sort of the base of the character of the club that changed, and we wanted to make sure that we could actually put it into a positive direction.
The future a little bit. I asked, and I wish I could quote back word for word what the chairman said to me on air last night, but the sort of the strong hint he gave me was very much that he sees you as the man to take the club forward looking to next season. What's your sort of take on the situation? That's not, by the way, that's not word for word, that's just sort of a general impression of what he said.
No, I'm just pleased for the chairman, I'm pleased for the board, and I'm pleased for the supporters, the fans, and everybody that's stuck behind us. You know, there's been times when it got fragile, and likewise, I understand that. But with regards to myself, I'm focused on my family and making sure that my family is part of the football club, and those boys that play for me have absolutely been a credit. And they've put 100% effort in for me, so I'm absolutely delighted for those boys. And right now, I think everybody deserves to have a well-earned sigh of relief. But likewise, that's been earned, and we'll focus and analyse things where we need to go forward. And on a personal front, the people that I've been working with, I've been delighted to work with, and they've been a real pleasure to be with. So let's see what happens in the future. And right now, we'll just focus on making sure that we do things correctly, and making sure that the fans understand that we wear the shirt with pride.
So David, a yes or no answer on this. Would you like to be the manager of Lincoln City next season?
Yeah, of course I will. Absolutely. 100% comprehensive. No problem.